So he that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth when? From the very beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest for what? That he might do what? If he didn't destroy the works of the devil, why did he go and sit at the right hand of God being a fake? I ain't said somebody say anything, I'm going to try this side. I said, if he didn't destroy the works of the devil, why did he go and take a seat at the right hand of God faking us out? You know why he said it? You know why he took a seat at the right hand of God? Because he did defeat the devil. And that scoundrel will never rise to victory over nothing Jesus done, because he lost, he lost, he lost. And not only did he lose, not only did he lose, not only that he's a loser, he's been judged. And he's here on borrowed time, and that's Adam Lease. And that's running out quickly. And he's trying to deceive you out of your blessing and cheat you and make you miserable when you ought to be full of joy. You ought to have a shout of praise and victory in your walk, in your talk. And you're going out and you're coming in. There ought to not be those down times and laid back time and gloom time. It ought to be a shout of praise, because you are born to be victorious. Victory is yours now and forever. And nobody can take it from you. So don't let him cheat you out of it. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. That's why he will manifest to destroy. Did he destroy? Yes, he destroyed the works of the devil. And he wants you to get a revelation of it. So when he comes messing with you, messing with your health, messing with your money, messing with your family, messing with your relationship with each other, messing with your time with the Lord and your spending time learning, you stop him. So you stop that. You get yourself out of here. You're an intruder. You're uninvited. And you're not welcome. And I'm not going to invite you. And I'm not going to put up with you. I'm not going to tolerate you. I use what you can't resist. And that's the name of Jesus. Now get. The blood got me covered, whether you accept it or not. I don't care what you say. I know I'm covered with the blood. I know I'm washed in the blood. I know I've been cleansed. I know I've been justified. And you can't condemn me. Anybody in the house tonight? You don't have what it takes to condemn me. And I'm certainly not going to condemn myself. I'm going to repent when I need to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So talk your wild talk. Matter of fact, shut up and get your hot breath out of my face. I mean, we've been playing around with the devil too much. Crawl tipping around when we need to stand up and say, that's enough of this. Hallelujah. Whoo. Excuse me if I seem to be getting carried away a little bit. I am. I'm beside myself tonight, and I can't help it. Hallelujah. 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 He was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. Now watch this. Now watch this. Since we're here, God want to help you. I said, God want to help you. That's why he want me. He want you, to get a revelation. You may have some, but you don't have the full revelation of it, of how much he loves you. He's telling you, and I just read what he said. Are you hearing it? You hear with your ear, but do you hear it inside? Have you spent enough time that it become real to you? That when something come up, you don't start talking like the something. You keep talking like the faith, talking like he said, talking like what he's done. Or do you change and get all messed up because something showed up and said something different to you, or something felt different to you than what the word promised you? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen to what he said. This is a strong statement. And this is why he want us to get the revelation of it. Now and he want me to break this down, I'll bring some revelation to it. Verse 9, who's and this verse right here threw me. I was tripped up so bad that I had to leave it alone. I really did, because I didn't know what he was talking about. So he said in verse 9, whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin. I know before I just read it, I had committed sin. So it tripped me up. So I left it alone until I grew up. I'm still growing up. Hallelujah. I'm going to read this from another translation when I finish this. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in you, and he cannot sin because he's what? Born of God. I don't know if they can pull it up or not, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to do the Passion, and I'm going to do the Amplified. Listen what the Passion said. I want you to listen closer. See, this is why we read the whole context, so we can get the understanding. So you pick out, you can pull out scripture and put them together, make it say anything you want to say. But you have to let the scripture speak in line with who God is. God is love. God is true. If you pulling out something that's a lie and that's against God, you know you didn't put that together right. Are you hearing me? Holy Spirit ain't going to back that up either. You may put it together and go around and tell people God won't heal, God is not a healer. Holy Spirit ain't going to say a thing to you about that. He's not going to back you up on that. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. He said, listen to what the Passion said. Everyone who is truly God's child will refuse to keep sinning. Now that makes it clear now. If you're God's child and you just keep on sinning like you hadn't been saved, I question whether you got saved or not. I know you're going to mess up because that's what a baby will do. But just to keep on sinning and keep on sinning, and you get in the milk of the word and you just keep on sinning and you get in the milk of the word and you keep on sinning, I'm going to question whether you've been saved or not. Because that word that word in you will not produce sin. I'm going to say that again. The word of God never produced sin. Never. So when you sin, it's of the flesh and the mind.